Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, I don't know if I've talked about it before on this podcast or not. I think I have, but is it weird that there's someone in my phone saved as my bae and it's not my wife?
You've talked about this.
Okay.
Who is it?
I'm glad you guys didn't remember.
Who is
Sonic
it?
Sonic America's Drive-In.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Sonic.
But I think it's right. Just the Sonic in Nashville that I used to live by. I don't even think it's a national, like Sonic, sometimes they'll have national deals and then sometimes each local like branch will have their own deals.
Classic, yeah.
I didn't know that, but cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also, we talked about Sonic on the air one time.
Sonic on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
not Sonic from 104.3, yeah. Jams. Yeah, oh. No, we're talking Sonic America's Drive-In. We talked about Sonic America's Drive-In on the air one time.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about locations that were near us. And I said one was in Lombard. And then we got an email from someone.
What?
That was mad at us.
I know.
Because it's technically in Villa Park, which Villa Park is a very small town in between Elmhurst and Lombard.
Yeah.
And
they got mad about that?
Yeah, because they said Villa Park often gets overlooked.
Oh,
and
if you're
very sensitive person.
Like, Sonic is in Villa Park. Okay, get it right or pay the price. The Planet Fitness that I go to is in Villa Park. So I'm well aware of Villa Park.
Okay.
I just legitimately thought that Sonic was in Lombard.
Well, it's probably like you don't know the state,
Yeah.
You don't know the city lines.
I'm not a cartographer. Okay. I'm not Magellan over here.
I'm not a Google driver.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It would be cool if I was though.
A what? Right?
A Google driver? You drive around one of those cars with
the cameras
on top.
The
Google Maps.
Oh, the Google cars.
Yeah. They're cool to see.
Apple has one too.
Do they?
Have you ever seen the Apple one?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's more sleek. Why are you shaking over there?
She's just jacked to talk about Sonic.
Yeah. You're bobbing back and forth. Like you're.
It would be great
if you're dancing.
You just started driving around your neighborhood with your phone out the window. You're like, oh, this is Austin car.
Or
I'm just videotaping.
Or you have your iPhone, you drive, you stop the car, you hold the phone out, you do the panoramic view all the way around, 360 degrees. Then you get back in the car, you drive an inch, then you do it again. Then you drive an inch, do it again, and you just like, that would take so long.
That would take a long time.
I think Google Maps processes way faster. I've always wanted to be on a Google map. Have you seen that? Like where people are they're like waving and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go back to my old childhood house and I lived in up until until I moved out to the city, but my mom owned for a long time and I tried to be like, was I there that day? I was not.
I thought you were going to say, I go back to my childhood's house and I stand there until I see a Google Maps car come by. excuse me, sir. You have to leave the premises.
Retake the photo.
No, it's cool. I grew up here.
They'll be here soon.
Do you guys remember your childhood homes?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's funny you brought even bringing that up because maybe 2 months ago,
You went back?
I did the Google search, you know, and I did the zoom in on the house. And I was so disappointed. Like,
what,
they moved? Not take care of it.
Yeah.
I've done that. Everything is overgrown and they tore out good trees and put in, like, it looks terrible.
I'm scared.
That was the same
to
with my childhood home.
Really?
I've driven by it recently because my mom now lives in St. Charles, technically.
South Elgin?
Like on the border of South Elgin and St. Charles, but like if I take a certain route, I could drive by my home. It takes like a little bit longer, but like some days I'm like, yeah, why not? Like I got time to kill.
Yeah.
And I drive by and like Mel, you can look at this real quick. This
the
is my childhood
is like overgrown
home.
Or whatever.
And it's like the bushes are all overgrown. The side area over here, like is so not well kept with like any of these
mine
bushes.
10,000 times worse than that.
This is good.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. I'm saying like now all of these are all overgrown. Like over here, it's like super overgrown. It's just like really bad. There's like my mom when she sold it, she like told them like the doorbell I think was broken or something was like wasn't working and the sign is still in the window. And it's been almost 5 years that she sold the house.
Serious?
Like they have just not kept it up. It was like a whole drama because I was not in Illinois when she sold it.
Yeah.
But my wife's mom is a realtor, so she was helping along the way. And there was a guy who bought it, and then they did the inspection, and he pulled out because the basement, I mean, like, it was an old house. There was always a lot of issues. We kind of thought, like, there's going to be, like, a lot of bumps in the road like that. But, like, the person did a tour. They saw the basement. It's an unfinished basement, so there's obviously a lot of work. But the big thing was we have a... Technically, I think it could be a 3-car garage, but we kept it a 2-car garage. And on like the very right side, there was like, we'd put like our bikes and like all like the basketballs and stuff to play outside. And the roof has been kind of caving. I don't think it's that dramatic, but like over years, it's probably just needs to be redone. And he like saw it and then he was like, I'm out now. Because he wanted the 3-car garage more specifically. It was so weird.
My mom was a big stickler. Like, you guys know how, like, my mom dresses to the nines everywhere she goes. Mm-hmm. But she's an interior decorator. And she's like, you know, this is like part of, like, you know, it's basically like my business card.
She's showcasing herself.
Like, if I look good, then people will, like, be more willing to, like, oh, I'm sure she's a great interior
decorator.
Yeah,
of course. It goes with the business. I get it.
Well, she's that way also with our yard.
Oh,
and so our yard used to be so on point.
Good. Like, that's the way it should be. She's good at what she does.
Well,
you got to do that.
But first of all, let's not give her all the credit, okay?
Why?
Because she had me and my sister working in the yard.
Well, like, that's smart.
Yeah. And I'm the one to thank for how great the yard looked.
But she's
mostly
the one that had you doing it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it.
What?
She's the one that had you do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it.
Well, yeah, but... Okay, so wait a minute. Hang on 1 second. I don't like this logic one bit. That'd be like saying that'd be like our show winning award, but our boss gets the credit because she was the one who hired us.
Well, she deserves the credit.
Okay, wait. Are you in on this too?
I'm in on what? Sorry, I had to step out to like check something.
Mel's saying that my mom deserves the credit even though I did most of the work in the yard. Like she deserves the credit because she was the one who made me work in the yard.
Yeah.
She's the boss.
Yeah, she's the boss.
You both. You're just saying that because you know she listens to this podcast.
No, she listens.
Okay.
I was unaware.
I didn't know that.
I'm just a big fan of
her. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I miss you. Haven't seen you in a little bit. She hasn't been around in a little bit.
She hasn't. She's going to try and fly up in May, potentially.
Oh, yeah? She's going to come visit us?
Yeah, she's going to come hang here?
Maybe. I don't know. She doesn't... They only listen to this podcast when they're on road trips, so they're probably vacationing right now. In fact, they could very well be driving up to Chicago while listening to this right now.
Oh! Well, I hope they are.
Yes. Have a safe trip. Drive safely.
Yeah, drive safe. Dad, 10 and 2. Okay? Brake lights, brake lights, brake lights! To my dad. That's the one thing, guys... Do you have something when you were learning how to drive or whatever, like learning from childhood that still is stuck in your brain? Because it's me, my dad saying brake lights whenever.
Really?
Yeah, he would sit in the front seat with me, you know, and I drive around. He'd always go, brake lights, brake lights, brake lights.
No.
Because I think he was like afraid I was going to brake too late.
I just remember the one memory I have from driver's ed was like when we were driving one time. I wasn't driving. I was in the back seat. Somebody else was practicing. But like, somebody zoomed by us,
yeah,
kind of being a jerk, And as we approached, our driver instructor rolled down the window and yelled, "Nice move, asshole." And we were like, "Oh, I was like, I'm scared."
Oh my God.
I know. I was like, "Oh, how'd I do today?
Oh my God.
How's my driving?"
Call this number.
Don't call me names.
Did you guys do driver's ed?
No.
Did you?
Nope. That adds up.
Hey, wait a minute.
The other one was speeding tickets.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
What? You don't have any.
I had to do...
Not since we've started working together.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, not since I was 18. I think that was the last time I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, goody two-shoes.
I've got a speeding ticket.
But, yeah, I took driver's ed. I took it in the summer, actually.
Did you think when you took your driver's test... Did you have confidence that you were going to pass it the first time?
I think so. I mean, I'm always a natural worrier, though.
I didn't have
And I always freaked out on any test, even if it was a driver's test. So I was like, I mean, because I was not good at the written test.
Yeah, that's
that
what
was
I was
where
worried.
I always,
I was more worried about that.
And I think what really screwed me up was it was in the summer, so I'm taking these like classes in the summer, and you just think a lot of this is common sense.
Yeah.
So then like I wouldn't study maybe as hard for like the actual test portions, and then I would like do them and like get C's or B's, and I'm like, I feel like I should be doing better at these.
Did you guys? It's a little harder than you think it is. You have to like refresh a little bit.
Did y'all have to parallel park?
Yes. Well,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to parallel park in mine.
What?
Yeah. I felt like I got... honestly, all I had to do was drive around a block.
What?
Yeah,
That's weird.
It was
I honestly did it. Our parallel parking, though, it wasn't tough because there was no, like, there wasn't a lot of cars on the street. So it was like, I was like parking uphill, and I think they technically counted that too as parallel parking because there was cars near it, but it wasn't like as like, get in this spot right here. Yeah, we didn't drive too far with our...
Yeah, I just remember finishing up. Pulling in front of the DMV, getting out, walking inside and being, oh my God. I'm like, am I gonna get my license? Am I gonna have to do this again? And being so relieved that I passed the driving test.
Yeah, yeah.
I passed and then the machine to make licenses was broken.
Oh no.
So like I did this whole thing and I think I did it on a Friday. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun for the weekend and then go. They're like, yeah, it's broken. Just bring this sheet back and they'll give you a license when you come on like Monday or Tuesday.
So were you allowed to drive? Like, did they give you like a temp license or something? Like a
maybe,
sheet of paper?
Maybe, but I even think then my mom was like, just let's be careful as opposed to like testing it. So my mom did something cool though. And she did this with all of us. You got your license and she's like, all right, you can't like drive to Chicago, but it's like, go to your friend's house. You can drive there and hang out for a little while on like a school night or something. She goes, I let everybody do this. Just go have fun. Congratulations.
Oh, that's cool.
So I went to my then girlfriend's house and studied. That wasn't a euphemism.
Yeah,
I actually did because I used my license. Yeah. I was doing a Spanish and I used my license to like hide the word. And then it was just me looking at my license over and over like, hey, you like that?
Went from driver's ed to sex ed, am I right?
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting. Austin.
What?
Disgusting.
They're both courses you can take in school.
What a pervert. You know, I'm trying to tell a wholesome story over here.
Well, speaking of blending the two, driver's ed at my high school, I never took it, but I had friends that did. And we were, you know, like I'm from Brentwood. So we're like 60 miles, I want to say, or something like that.
Always bragging. He's from Brentwood.
Oh,
there
we
go. Where all the rich people live.
Brentwood over here.
I went to the public school, you guys.
Yeah, sure.
I drove a 97 Chevy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, back in... 1994.
Okay.
Had it beforehand.
Got not it that old. With 2,000 miles on it.
It was a hand-me-down.
The golden water fountain was only going at half speed.
I hate you guys so much.
Leather seats.
I hate both of you so much. Oh, I've never wanted to quit a job more. Yeah.
It was terrible. The butlers didn't come to lunch one day. Oh. Nice. All right. Sorry, Brentwood. Keep going.
I get so mad when my valet quit.
What'd you say?
I get so mad when my valet quit. How else am I going to park my car at school?
Yeah. I didn't have to parallel park in my driver's ed.
My valet quit.
I had someone
so
parallel park it for me.
And then the valet just carried me home.
Yeah. I didn't go to driver's ed because I have my own driver. His name is Ed.
Driver's Ed was just you sitting in the back of a car while somebody drives you. Classic Brentwood.
My personal assistant went and got me lunch at Chick-fil-A.
My driver's ed class and required me to roll up and down the window to the front seat.
And ask for things.
Yeah, excuse me.
Is there
me.
More champagne back here?
This is a 1947. I want a 1946.
What do you get more annoyed that we make fun of? Growing up in Richie McRich Brentwood or the one time you posted a quote that we still make fun of and that video? What do you get more annoyed that we make
the,
fun of?
The, you the matter quote, to someone? The quote, because it has prevented me from posting other things on social media. Now I'm like in my own head. And I get it. I'm a stickler for it. So you guys are, if anything, you guys are keeping me accountable. Where I'm all about the stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
And really the only things I post online are, they tend to be funny unless it's like a concert post or whatever or something like that. But, you know, I'd say 90% of what I post is funny.
Yeah.
Occasionally I will get like motivated or want to be encouraging or friendly. No, I know, but I was going to post something about like a motivational post the other day.
Oh.
And then I was like, no, I better not because my two freaking coworkers will
golly
rip my ass. Let me tell you.
I'd love to have seen it though.
Yeah.
You would have ended up with another shirt because I made everybody a shirt.
It was going to be a quote. It was going to be a quote. I was just going to say, it's funny how the harder you work, the luckier you get. It's a mantra I live by.
God, stay in your lane.
I hate you both so much.
Stay in your lane.
All right, speaking of staying in your lane, I didn't take driver's ed, but I had friends that did, and they would drive. You would be required to drive to the Tennessee-Alabama state line. And there is a, I believe it was a strip club.
Do a U-turn. Is it legal or illegal?
There was a strip club called Booby Bungalow.
Oh,
that's
my
a
gosh.
Great name. You know what I'll say? Strip clubs, often the names are kind of like hidden meanings.
They're very creative.
Yeah. Booby Bungalow is my favorite. You're getting in.
I feel like old newspaper headline writers like doubled up as like strip club namers, right? You know? It's just creative.
They are creative.
Super creative.
I told you the one I went to was Stimulators.
Stimulators? Stimulators?
Stimulators.
Why is it Stimulators?
I don't know. They just kind of...
Is it Stimulators and you're just saying it weird?
No, they named it Stimulators.
How is it spelled?
Like Stimulator, but without the U.
Wait, you don't know how to spell it.
I don't know. They spelled it different. Stim, STIM,
Are you sure like the U was just like the neon sign wasn't out?
I'll Google it and see if it still exists.
Yes, perfect. Google Stimulators on the work computer.
Google the strip. Please and thank yous.
Google image search it.
Okay.
On the work computer.
I'm literally just on Google Maps right now going from my house to my buddy's house.
Oh, that's nice.
Just catching the old, because this is
from. Watch him be outside. But, all right, spell it.
STIMMELATORS. It's Stimulators Gentlemen's Club in North Webster, Indiana.
Is that a pun?
It gets 5 stars.
Oh,
five.
How many reviews?
It gets 5 stars.
I bet it's from you. It's from only 4 reviews. That's kind of sad.
Hey, wait, is 5 stars the rating or is that just the clientele that works there?
It's 5 stars the rating.
Girls, girls.
And on the main stage, here's Star. And on the side stage, here's Star.
Oh my gosh.
And coming up next, it's Star.
Gentlemen, get your dollars ready. We got Star. Girls, girls, girls. And now,
pour some sugar on me.
Oh no.
Guys.
You know who that is. That's for Star.
Stimulators was federal agents raided it at the strip club back in September of 2012.
I bet it was Star's fault.
Oh my goodness!
Why?
What happened?
Star was laundering
Wait,
money.
Read us the story now. This is
they
like
were
a,
stimulating money.
This is like a live Daily Deets.
Oh, it's according to witnesses, agents from the IRS Criminal Investigation Division began the raid at around 9 o'clock.
Oh, it really was a money laundering.
Steve Ward, the owner of Stimulators.
Are you just reading the plot to Ozark?
No.
him and his buddy Ruth.
Oh my gosh.
Marty Bird.
Marty Bird.
The owner said that armed agents wearing body armor rushed the club from all sides. And Indiana State Police.
Don't they know they're not supposed
perimeter.
To touch the women?
Yeah, yeah. They must have been horny.
What? Oh my God.
It's like, easy, guys. Wait till your shift ends.
Guys. You could get the VIP room for a fee. Yeah,
you don't have to rush in.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what I'm trying to read this whole thing, but I don't know. They never said what actually happened. Goes, it's a lot of excitement this little town has seen in a long time.
What is it? It's in Portage or where is it?
It's in a town. No. I was out of town. It's in a place called North Webster.
In
it's like, I don't know.
Indiana?
It's in like a rural. Yeah, it's in Indiana. It's like a rural area, which I had never even heard of North Webster until I went there.
More like Cindiana.
More like, dude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We should probably put an explicit on this podcast.
Should we? Yeah,
said horny.
I did say horny.
Don't let anybody of note listen to this show.
No. Yeah. Okay. If you're someone of note, please turn it off right now.
Right now. If you have kids.
Yeah. But leave us 5-star rating.
Yeah. If you have kids who...
Like stimulators.
Yeah.
In fact, leave us a 5-star rating and just write stimulators.
I think that's
the
problem.
In your like caption for it.
How come stimulators has a better rating than us, you know?
That's... Right.
I've been asking myself that for years.
Do we have a rating on this podcast? Have we checked it out?
I did once, and I think we were 5-stars. So we're the same... Look, I know we all got in this business to be just as good as stimulators. And guys, great news about that. We are just as good. Girls.
That's good because I haven't even had to take my top off.
And here yet. Is Sasha, one of the dancing.
Ooh, we do have a 5-star rating.
Stimulators.
Sasha just looks confused.
Guys, we have a 5-star rating. And
for who?
For this podcast.
By who? I mean, where are you looking up the ratings?
I love that on
you
the
said
podcast app.
By who? who would do that?
Yeah, who the hell would give us 5-stars?
Probably your mom, Lisa.
Oh, damn, got her. She listens on road trips. That's so weird. Wait.
Where can you find potting? Where can you find ratings on podcasts?
On the podcast.
Also, look at this.
Oh. Wait, guess how many episodes we have?
Enough?
104.
104, Kyle?
I'm going to go 105, Price is Rider.
Ooh. Closest without going over.
Neither of us?
Kyle. 165.
Wow.
I'm glad I did the Price is Right. Look it. So you're looking empty lot right by Elgin Community College. Look, there's the bar. Great. Cool. Empty lot. But you click right here. It pops right back up. There used to be a Colonial Cafe there.
This is a great, great podcasting right here. Kyle's giving Mel a Google Maps tour of Elgin.
But no,
right
it's cool because there used to be a Colonial Cafe.
The Edo.
Right here on, not called that. Right,
people call that.
No, they don't. On McLean, but it got knocked down, and I think they're building a part of Elgin Community College. Shout out to my alma mater. But it's funny. You go to one side, and it's like, hey, look, that's an empty lot. Just kidding. It's a haunted colonial cafe. Woo. Give me the E.T. Sunday. That's a very good Sunday they had there.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys ever been to a colonial? I don't know. I think there's still one around.
I've heard of it, but I've never been to one.
They used to be. That was the spot. After a
been
good,
to a colonial
after
cafe. I own a colonial
cafe. If you did, I'd be that would be the happiest I've ever been. Because they that was the spot you would go to after a 7th or 8th grade dance. Or after like a band performance in grade school or middle school. You're going there and you're getting a big old sundae.
Cool.
Big old sundaes. They had the PB
but
chipper.
If it's out of business now, where do I go for my big old sundaes?
You tell me, Brandon.
Is that code for something?
No, it's a big old sundae.
Is that what it's called?
No, there's just a lot of sundaes.
That's just how
and they were ginormous. They also had penny pancakes. So yeah, and like legit, like I think the first
they were like tiny, like the size.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
they cost a penny. And you would go and like be like, all right, like I think it was like a fee of like the first five or something are like $10. And then, or first like three or $10. And then everyone after that is just a penny.
Oh, nice.
Who carries pennies though?
I mean, yeah.
Can I pay that
with a
card? Pull out
your credit card.
Yeah. Do you hear they were talking about getting rid of pennies?
That was, okay. This is going to sound nerdy.
They've been talking about that for a long time.
I was in AP English in high school. Shout out nerds. And you do the AP exam. So like you could possibly test out of having to do English in college. And I did the AP exam, I think both my junior and senior year, but my junior year. One of the writing prompts was, because they would give you something and then you'd have to argue for it against it. And the writing prompt was, should pennies even exist anymore?
Yeah.
And basically all the evidence was that they shouldn't. So I wrote for that they shouldn't. And then my buddy was like, no, you should have written that we need them and based it off other evidence. I was like, all right, man, you're going to Northwestern. I'm going to Elgin Community College. Why don't we calm it down with the lectures?
My best friend in high school had a dog named Penny, and it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
That's it. I'm done with this podcast. That's where I'm leaving that.
That's it? Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.